Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. A mixture of clouds and sun, still a chance for some morning showers, and a high in the upper 50s. Kenosha right now, 54 degrees, 51 Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 56, also 54 in Racine. Early this morning in Kenosha, the Red Cross was brought in to help six adults and three children and a dog displaced by a fire to a home at 1116 62nd Street. The 911 call was received at about 1:45 this morning, but it was for a different address on nearby 12th Avenue. A police officer was first on the scene, confirmed there was heavy smoke in the area, but could not find the exact source. Eventually, though, the correct address did lead to a full response, and then immediate concerns about some of the residents potentially still being inside. It was about 30 minutes later that the fire was reported under control. An investigator was requested to try and determine the source of that fire, those nine occupants comprising three families. Meanwhile, last night at the Kenosha City Council meeting, the brand new fire chief was introduced. He's been on the force for a while, Mayor John Antaramian appointing Captain John Leipzig Jr. as the acting chief. Formal action is yet to be taken by the Police and Fire Commission. That will take place next week. Leipzig, in some brief remarks, said he was honored to be chosen.
To serve the city of Kenosha in my new manor. I was born and raised in Kenosha, so it's an honor to be here. I'm going to work to do the best I can.
He was chosen from among three finalists for the job, all internal candidates. The selection announced last week, Leipzig replacing Chief John Thompson, who had retired earlier in the year. U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold making a last-minute campaign stop in Racine Monday afternoon to meet with supporters at local 180 headquarters. He had praise for those who've already voted, said the voters in Racine County turned out in a way that nobody would have expected.
But I understand Racine County is doing extremely well. I understand the numbers are exceptional. And that is really, really key because elections obviously can get closer than you'd like. But we have an edge here in the state on the early voting that is phenomenal. According to NBC, I looked at about 15 states. Wisconsin's number one. We have the best and the strongest early voting of any state, and you have had a lot to do with that.
Senator Johnson was joined by House Speaker Paul Ryan in a stop at the Kenosha County Republican Party headquarters Monday night, thanking supporters there and said he'll try to work with whoever is elected president, but also hold them accountable. Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen and her staff have a job to do today. It does not include any of the hype connected to the campaigns for this election, from district attorney all the way up to president. Candidates and their supporters aside, Christensen says this day includes a lot of just the basics about elections, things like questions from citizens, even municipal clerks. Once the polls close at 8 o'clock tonight, then everybody, of course, wants the results right away. That's not exactly how it works. She says it's based on several factors, including the turnout. She does acknowledge the early voting was heavier than with the last big election.
I think with the extended absentee hours, where we've gone back to kind of once clerks had ballots available, people started in-person absentee voting, has driven some of the absentee turnout. Plus, I think the two major political parties also encourage and promote that absentee voting prior to Election Day.
And while not making a guess on Racine County turnout, Christensen believes it will be heavy. Now, the State Department of Justice has got poll watchers in Racine. Christensen noting she learned about that from the media. A lot of voters today will be noticing some election observers at their polling place, something that Reed Magny with the State Elections Commission says is allowed, but there are also strict rules on this, even though issues can pop up at, well, any time.
They know that they're not supposed to be approaching voters. They know what the rules are for, you know, potentially challenging someone. But, you know, you get someone who comes in who doesn't know the rules or hasn't been through it before. So there may be an issue.
If a voter does have a problem with an election observer, Magny says they need to report it to a poll worker right away. The polls stay open until 8 o'clock tonight, but if you're in line, you vote. WRJN News will be tweeting status reports and final winners throughout the evening. A 37-year-old homeless man who prompted a bomb threat response by Kenosha police to the Johnson Bank on 18th Street last Friday is being held on $75,000 bond. Brian Thielen charged with attempted robbery of a financial institution and causing a bomb scare. The criminal complaint says Thielen walked into the bank, handed over a note demanding $1 million under the threat of having a bomb. When the scenario ended peacefully, the bomb turned out to be a fake device. Thielen's preliminary hearing is next week. The issue of competency could get raised by his defense lawyer. Two men in Racine County Circuit Court on Monday, they're accused of entering a former employer's garage in August and taking a couple of ATVs. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
19-year-old Zachary Browers of Union Grove and 20-year-old Tyler Wetzel of the town of Yorkville each face a single count of burglary. According to court documents, there was no forced entry to the victim's garage in the town of Raymond, and he told investigators the suspect had the code to gain entry to the building. The ATVs were recovered, hidden in Wetzel's home. Both men are scheduled to return to court later this month for preliminary hearings on the charge. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A resolution requesting the leadership of the Kenosha Community Health Center attend the next city council meeting to answer some questions about its operation, unanimously approved by the aldermen last night. The center got $26,000 in CD block grant funding last year to expand its behavior health facilities, but requested an extension to use the funding this year. Alderman David Bogdala's resolution noted that the clinic has plans for a mobile unit in Racine, a clinic in Silver Lake. It's laid off, though, 11 dental hygienists and assistants since May, all raising a whole bunch of questions, according to Bogdala.
I think in anything, to clear the air, to engage in more of a partnership with this entity, it's a great organization. It's something that we need desperately here in Kenosha, and we need the services that they provide. But we also have to have a responsibility to make sure that the people who use those services are getting what they deserve.
Bogdala said at the request of the mayor, the resolution was amended to include a request that a city representative sit on the center's board. State and federal officials sign off on a plan to allow Kenosha to repurpose an $8 million grant originally to expand the streetcar line. Beginning the first of the year, the city's municipal bus system will be extending to service out to serve the Lakeview Corporate Park in Pleasant Prairie, the Amazon Fulfillment Center along the interstate, and Kenosha Beef in the town of Paris. The new routes to be accompanied by an increase in hours, thus enabling second and third shifters to get to those locations by bus. Transit Director Ron Iwin says that a sizable increase in system ridership is anticipated with this.
Our Route 31 is going to be extended, Route 5 is going to be extended, Route 4 is going to be extended, and Route 2 is going to be extended. And so are those four main routes will actually be the feeders to get the people into downtown and actually get to and from home to get to these express routes and get out to their jobs and job sites.
In conjunction with the service expansion, fares are going to be going up. First general increase in 3 years. The general fare in Kenosha will be going to $2, just like in Racine. They approved the 2017 budget last week, and last night, without discussion, the Racine County Board approved the levy to go with that document, $49,012,924. It's $1,002,398 more than with this year's budget. The mill rate ends up being $3.55 per thousand of assessed value. Camping season in Racine County came to an end October 31st. For the year, looks like it was a record setter. Over 7,500 nights of reservations at Cliffside and Sanders Parks.
Nearly every weekend this whole season, which started in April, Cliffside was completely sold out, filled to the brim. That represents over a 40% increase in reservations over the previous year.
Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson telling County Board Supervisors the popularity of camping bodes well for a potential site on the West End. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there throughout the day in our local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. It'll also tonight get you updates on the election from district attorney all the way up to president. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.